From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, welcome to Inside Agriculture. Well, the writing's on the wall for the next farm bill, increasing program competition for ever more limited dollars. One U.S. senator sees some pretty stark choices. The central farm bill question will again boil down to nutrition versus farm program spending. Longtime Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley sees just two areas to rein in SNAP or food stamp spending.
Well, I think states can already have a work requirement, but if it's not clear in federal law that they can have a work requirement, making that a part of it would be useful and would save some money. The other one would be to undo the expansion that took place in the bill that we passed in 2009 to stimulate the economy, the stimulus bill, I guess you'll call it.
Grassley says such moves spell out a middle ground more likely to get 60 Senate votes than more severe cuts. House appropriators propose a fiscal 2018 to pair $5 billion in SNAP spending to meet slackening program demand, twice what President Trump proposes. Grassley says similar efforts to prioritize and pair spending are needed for farm safety net programs.
All I can tell you is a priority. The priority would be number one, the crop insurance program. Number two, for the practical effect of getting a farm bill passed, if whatever we do, the food stamps, and then I think conservation comes right after that. How you fund it based on that would be dependent on what you do to the first two.
A USDA official told the Senate Ag Committee last week that popular USDA conservation programs, from EQIP and CRP to CSP and the Regional Conservation Partnership, are underfunded and oversubscribed by several times. The last farm bill cut conservation spending by $6 billion over 10 years. Well, it looks like lawmakers will have $130 billion less to write the upcoming farm bill than they did for the past one. The Congressional Budget Office made that announcement when it published its 10-year baseline projections. The CBO predicts that both farm and nutrition programs would cost roughly $822 billion over the next 10 years. That breaks down to $679 billion for the SNAP program and $143 billion for ag programs like crop insurance, commodity subsidies, conservation, and other programs. Well, we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, Alan Tracy, retired president of the U.S. Wheat Associates. That's next.